Intervju Radija Študent.
Lepo pozdravljeni, drago poslušalstvo Radija Študent na 98,3 MHz. Na sporedu je torej oddaja Ereš Intervju, v kateri gostimo nizozemsko-turško zasedbo Altin Gun pred njihovim koncertom danes večer v katedrali Kina Šiška. Altin Gun je sicer šestčlanska zasedba, ki preigravajo priredbe v žanru anatolskega roka, znani tudi kot turški psihedelični rok. Z mano v studiju sta torej že Daniel in Erdinč in I'm gonna switch to English. Now so that we can actually communicate. So hello guys.
Hi.
It's really nice for you to be so that you could stop in our studio. Really thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Thanks for inviting us.
Nice to be a really cool radio station.
Yeah, we were expecting you because you have been scheduled to have a concert here 5 months ago in September. But I'm really glad that you could, after all, after when that concert was cancelled, that you could also come back. Really nice.
Thanks for having us again.
So have you been touring a lot of in these past months? What have you been doing?
Actually, yeah. We had a pretty easy month in January. One show, I think. Yeah, one show. And before that, we did a lot of shows, yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty busy schedule.
Yeah, because considering how actually young your band is, you have been extensively touring and been quite busy. Ever since also your debut album released, titled On.
Yeah. Yeah, we started like 2 years ago, and it went really insanely fast. Mm-hmm. And I think we played like 150 shows or something last year.
Mm-hmm. Which is wow, a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There has been. I have noticed that there has also like opened a space for your kind of music that you do. You know, I mean, I think people have been missing the sound that you do. I mean, there hasn't been a lot of this kind of sound present on the radios or generally in the music. It's interesting that.
Yeah, I think it's the combination of the Turkish music, the traditional music, and like the more 70s Western style that we combine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's not very common combination.
Mm-hmm. Right. And also for tonight you have been scheduled to play in the bigger hall of Kino Šiška, which is also some kind of confirmation that people want to. There have been a lot of inquiries or interest in your concert. Have you had any similar experiences around Europe? Now that you have been touring?
In France is also going pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And we recently started to play Germany, and that's also like becoming, it's getting better.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, can you tell us a bit who are the other bands, band members that are not present at the moment?
I'm Erdinç. I play the synths, sauce, and a bit of vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Daniel.
I'm Daniel. I play Bobni.
Bobni.
And I'm the youngest in the band. I joined the band in August. And then there's Jasper, the bass player. He's also like the founder of the band, actually.
Yeah.
Right.
He came up with the idea, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And Mera is also Turkish, and she's the singer.
Mm-hmm.
We have Ben. Ben Ryder plays the guitar and Gino is the percussion player.
Mm-hmm. All right. And is Altin Gun your main occupation in music, or do you have also other bands that you play in?
The percussion player also has a band called Jungle by Night, and he still plays in the band.
Mm-hmm.
And Jasper also has a project called Iriwanda.
Mm-hmm.
And before that they played, Jasper, Ben and Nick, the previous drummer, played with Jaco Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
And now with Altin Gun.
All right. Daniel, how did you come in the band?
There was last year in March, I think, around that time, there was a post by Altin Gun on Facebook that their previous drummer, Nick Moskvich, was going to quit the band.
Mm-hmm.
And I was I was busy as a drummer in different bands, and I saw that Facebook post, and I thought, why not message them? Yeah, like, yeah. I want to play and the music's really cool, so why not try it? And then I came for an audition, and then it went actually pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Facebook has been quite a effective, cool tool, yeah, effective yeah. tool for Tingun.
Yeah, that's also how Jasper found you guys.
Yeah.
Simply by messaging, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just made a post that he was looking for a Turkish singer or sax player, and I sent him a message. Mm-hmm. And that's how we met, basically,
Mm-hmm. So Facebook is good for something. Yeah.
and didn't you live in the Netherlands?
I live in the Netherlands, yeah. I'm born there, but my parents are Turkish. Mm-hmm. They came here when they were like 18 or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, to the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. And I'm like raised in a very Turkish way. Mm-hmm. So I know like the traditional music very well. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got into the music also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could also see when reviewing the album that you had a lot of songs from, help me with the name, but there was one, Neset.
Neset Ertaş.
He was also a sax player like you. Yes?
He was, Mm-hmm. He was like he is a very known Turkish sax player. Mm-hmm. And he also has his own songs. Mm-hmm. And we play like a lot of his songs.
I saw. Okay, can you tell us a bit about the repertoire? What does Altıngun play?
Yeah, they are really old songs who are mostly written by like people in small villages. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the writer of the song is not known because
it goes way back.
It goes, mm-hmm. So no one knows who the owner of the song is, and that's very, very cool, I think.
Mm. Yeah, that's actually folk.
That's what you would call, folk music. Yeah.
The songs are mostly about love and death and losing someone you love. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I could see that while listening to your album that. Did you have some really like upbeat songs?
Yeah,
but at the same time you do some the next song you do some Taksim, I think it's called.
It's called Bozlak. It's like similar to Taksim. Uh-huh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That you have a lot of different wide range of emotions, like in those 10 songs on the album. That's quite dear to me also,
because
it's the mixture. You know, some kind of we're happy to listen to the music, but you can still sing about the tragic or melancholic themes.
Yeah, it's part of the culture, I think. So
and in the Balkans, I think this is also quite present. Also, can you tell us what Altıngun means? I think it's
Altıngun means golden day if you translate it like literally, but it's also a traditional day. Mm-hmm. For like women in small villages, they came together and they had an Altıngun, a golden day, and they would give a piece of gold to the owner of the house, and they came together in that house, and it was like every once in a week it was a different person's house, so the gold would like they will save the gold. And then they had food and music and party, because there wasn't a lot to do in those places.
Mm. It's interesting that you have a name that has a very social connotation,
But it's funny, but when Jasper came up with the name, he didn't know anything about that traditional. He just thought it was a cool
sound.
Cool thing.
Sounds good, Altıngun.
That's also what you see at concerts, like everyone comes together and
that
piece of gold is then music that like goes everywhere. That's pretty cool.
Mm, cool. So how do you like choose songs? What songs are you gonna do? Is there a system behind it, or is it mostly what songs you are attached to, or what could work in a six band member?
Like, we start with a basic idea, with like a basic groove or a team, and then sometimes that makes me think of a traditional song, and then I like put that the traditional song in the groove, and mm-hmm. then we work it out to a song. Mm-hmm. That's how we do it. Or we also do it we start with demos, mm-hmm. and then I prepare most of the song in the computer, mm-hmm. and then send it around, and everyone brings in their ideas.
Because mm-hmm. it's very interesting, you know, how you do them. Because actually, when I listened to them, they didn't sound familiar or even similar to the original cover bands or the Anatolian rock bands that played them.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I mean, that's the good part of like this recycling of music, because you have to rearrange something.
Yeah, I don't know how it really happens. It just, it happens. It's mm-hmm. not intentionally that we not try to do or try to do something. Mm-hmm. It's just a natural way of making music for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There aren't other band members present, but I wanted also to ask you, how did everyone get attached to the different kind of music to play, you know, like Turkish
the skills,
the scales, you know, it's different, but mm-hmm. I guess that you can get used to it quite quickly.
Yeah, for me it's not because I know this music, but I can imagine like the weird
time frame or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
time measure.
Time measure. The rhythms can be like different, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, it's not your regular, well, sometimes it is, but most, yeah, sometimes just 6/4 and stuff like that, and 7. Mm-hmm. That makes it more, experimental, and for a lot of people who listen to pop music, it's like fresh or weird maybe, mm-hmm. but maybe that's a good thing as well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. And also the thing that I liked when listening to your band was that you have also male and female vocals of these songs. So even Merve also sings some of the songs, which is very nice to the sound spectre.
Yeah, it works well, I think. Otherwise it would be a bit boring.
It's just one.
Yeah,
it's a nice touch to everything. All right, guys, we have one song prepared for the end of the interview. I think it's Semalim. Mm. So we're going to listen to that after we say our goodbye. So, if there's anything that you would also like to add to the finish of the interview, if anything comes to your mind.
Well, if you have nothing planned for tonight, just come to Kinoshiska for a party.
Of course. Okay. Erdinç and Daniel, thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks for having.
Yeah, thanks again, and good luck on the concert in the evening.
Thank you.
Torej, to so bili Altin Gun, poslušali bomo še komad Semalim. Danes torej od 8 naprej v zgornji dvorani Kina Šiške skupaj z predskupino romunskim duom Karpov not Kasparov. Tole bo še Semalim, tole so bili tudi Altin Gun in adio.
Intervju Radija Študent.